My name's Dean Middleton, and I'm the station manager of the Oregon Country Fair radio station, KOCF 92.5 LP.
In Veneta. And I'm Wally Bowen. I'm the program director for KOCF.
So way back a long time ago, in 1990, a group of friends, neighbors, who I knew because they lived across the street from me, Don Hine, invited me to participate in the first involvement of KLCC at the Oregon Country Fair. And I thought, wow, what a great opportunity. I've been wanting to figure out how I could work at the fair for years. And so they opened the door, and I walked through, and I worked from 92. I worked 92 and 93 as a path rover for KLCC. In the 92 fair, I met the video crew. And at the time, I was a video producer, director, working at KVAL-TV as my day job. And I got the opportunity to go to work for the video crew. And I worked that crew for 11 years until I had an opportunity to move to the neighborhood response team, which is a group of people that actually work with all the neighbors around the fair. So I worked with them for 15 years, and I had worked 26 years at the fair and discovered I could be an elder. So I took an elder pass. And when I took my elder pass, I was introduced to a group of people who were building a radio station called KO. Well, it didn't have a name at the time. It was a group of elders that wanted to get a low-power FM license for the country fair. So they asked me to be on a committee, and I started on a committee. And we worked for 3 long years to work out all of the different machinations involved around getting a radio station started. And 2 years ago, on July 3rd, we did our first broadcast.
Yes, we did. Well, I've been coming to the fair on and off since 1982. I used to live in Nevada, but I moved up here in the end of 2014. And I heard about the Oregon Country Fair radio station, and it seemed interesting to me, especially since I was doing a couple of radio shows down in Nevada. And somehow Dean got my email address and sent me an email about an upcoming meeting, and I went, and after a couple meetings he asked me to be program director, which I'm still not sure about, but at least I'm having fun most of the time. And 2 years later we're recording the Horse Corral, playing it back later, and we're sitting here talking about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The first, I think the first set of music that we got, Wally brought, and we put it onto the channel, and it was, we just built a set and started playing the music, and it was set on a loop, but it was random, so it would just play back, and
there was probably 200 or 300 songs.
Right. And since then, we've gotten a lot more sophisticated with our programming. KOCF is unique. Well, it's not unique, but it's unusual for most radio stations in that we do not yet have a studio. We are a robo station, and in that all of our programs are recorded at somebody's house, and then they get uploaded to our station on a weekly basis, and we play them through an automation system. One of our producers has figured out how to stream live from his house, so he does his show live, which is, other than the high school, those are our only live performances. Most everything else is recorded. But we're hoping to have a studio soon. We have 14 different producers, different shows.
Yeah.
14 different shows. It's a long ways from 200 songs on a mix.
Yeah, that's true.
And Wally has been a big part of that. He's talked with the producers and handed them the producer's guide. And he loads each show in and adds the continuity to it. Continuity is the...
IDs, promos.
Yeah, it's the stuff that binds segments together. I've been a broadcaster since 1977. I worked in PBS and television. So I've always been around radio. I've been around broadcasting for most of my adult life. Making the jump from television to radio was pretty easy. I just took away I think it's the part of the, when you're doing a live or a recording in television, if you want to do multiple cameras, it takes a truck load of equipment. With radio, it takes a small mixer and a portable recorder, and you can do...
And a microphone or two.
And a microphone or two, and you can do a show. So it's taking a lot of the complexity out, and you can do radio. I enjoy that part of it a lot.
And it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. And it's and in regards to the programming for our station, we play a lot of the stuff that you're not ever going to hear on another radio station, at least not one that I've ever heard. And it's eclectic. That's probably a good way of putting it. And all of our producers, every one of them has their own little thing that they do, and it's all just great listening stuff.
If you can hear it at the country fair, you can hear it on our station. That's the kind of music that we like to use, like to play. It's, we do a lot of world beat, little reggae, some rock and roll, little blues, a lot of singer-songwriter.
Americana. Bluegrass.
It's a nice eclectic mix. Well, there was a group of elders that got together, and one of them was kind of hooked into keeping an eye on the FCC, and he discovered that there was a license for the Veneta area coming available, and that was 3-4 years ago. And he said the fair should apply for that license. So it was a group of elders that came up with the concept and then built an ad hoc committee of the Oregon Country Fair and then convinced the board of directors of the Oregon Country Fair that it would be a good idea. And the board of directors did adopt that, and I think are very grateful that we have an Oregon Country Fair radio station. We've done some really amazing things with the Veneta, Elmira, Fern Ridge community. We work with the fire department as emergency communication system for the community. We work with the high school and give high school students an opportunity to learn radio broadcasting as a possibility of a career. And we've got some really talented students that are doing incredible programming. We've worked with a group from the mayor's office or the city office to do a business showcase where we did live broadcasting from a business showcase and gave an opportunity for a dozen of the local businesses in town to talk about their business live on the air. So we've done a lot for the community and continue to work with the community in developing the relationship between the radio station and the community and the country fair.